You people here?
Yes.
We're going to believe God
yes.
today?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Are you going to be changed
yes.
by the end of today?
Yes.
What changes people?
The Word.
The Word. Oh, you guys are good. Glory be to God. It's the Word that changes people. We know it's the Holy Ghost who acts upon the Word. Hallelujah. Let's get right into this. I'm going to continue on what we started last week. Some of you are here. Some of you weren't. But I want you to, this is what I want you to believe. Okay? Trust me today. Believe that we have something going on here. Something, a transaction that can take place that changes you. Do you want to be changed? Or are you just happy with the way you are? I love everything the way it is. Please don't change anything. Well, you're going to be changed if you pay attention. What if you don't? Well, I don't know. I guess not then. Okay, I won't hassle you too much. You're like, brother, get into the Word. Stepping on my toes, you aren't even in the Word yet. Glory be to God. Well, go to Romans chapter 10 and verse 14. Some of these I'm going to run right through here real quick in the beginning, all right? Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Romans 10, verse 14, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for the opportunity to get in your Word again today. Thank you for another day on this earth to please you and fulfill all you've called us to. Show us how to receive everything that you have for us and please you and make you happy in everything that you've revealed to us in the Word and everything you're going to reveal to us. I ask for an anointing right now, Holy Ghost, to come on me that I may speak clearly and accurately what you want said. I ask for an anointing to come on the people here that they may receive and hear exactly what you want to say to this church in particular and to the churches at large. Hallelujah. Expand us, Father. Expand our capacity to receive from you. Even right now, we thank you for it. We believe we receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did you believe any of that?
Yes. Or
do we need to do it again?
No.
Don't make me do it again. Because I will. Hallelujah. Romans 10, 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? I'm going to share some things with you today that you might not have heard before. Well, brother, I don't know. I don't want to hear anything. Well, how are you going to believe anything further than what you already know unless you hear something further than what you know? Why do you think God put people in the church to preach? Why do you think he sent preachers? The foolishness of preaching. He chose this method, the foolishness of preaching to get people saved. Somebody preached to you somehow, some way. Brother was through one of those tracks with the $100 bills. Somebody had to preach the message for you to receive it first. So I'm going to preach some things, and what does it say? How can they believe unless they've heard? Well, you can't believe. Well, I just don't believe. Well, have you heard it yet? And where do we hear from? It's with our outer cranial activity with our synapses clicking and snapping or whatever they do. We hear with the inner man. This is what you need to do. You don't need to memorize everything I say. Listen with the ears of your spirit because it can change you today. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And then you'll believe. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's down. Goodness, in verse 17, but we won't go there. Now go with me to Deuteronomy 34:7. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. And his eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. How many 120-year-old people do you know that their eyes have not dimmed and their natural force, meaning their strength, was not abated, meaning it didn't flee from him? So he was still able to get up and, you know, move a rock or carry 10 commandments or do whatever he did before in his old age. 120 people. Everybody say 120. And then he died. Did he die in a bad way? No, God just took him. It was just his time was up. It was time to turn it over to Joshua and say, see you later. I got to go now. If I don't get out of here, everybody's going to keep following me. So see ya. I'm done. What did he die of? Sickness, brother. A heart attack. Malaria, leukemia. Blah, 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 blah. No, he just left. He finished his course full of strength without his eye being dim. Why did he mention eye being dim? Pretty typical, isn't it? Yeah. Typical of as you get older. And this is what we went on last week, and I'll just read this quick. You guys ready? Yeah. I'm not gonna play around. I'm just gonna go right for it here. I found this, okay, on the internet. Not always a reputable source, but it looked pretty good to me, okay? There's doctors, put their names up there. You ready for this, Patrick? Yeah. Hallelujah. Common diseases with aging. Oh, brother. As a person ages, the immune system weakens, organs begin to deteriorate, and the body becomes susceptible to a variety of diseases. Do we know this? Yes. Saying the immune system weakens things as the person ages, makes them susceptible. And I went through all the list last week. We won't bother you with that. But we know there's a whole bunch of things. We've got memory loss. I'm having a senior moment. I forgot what I was going to say. No. No more senior moments. A variety of diseases. Come on, people. Inability to heal quickly. Little kids, what happens? They fall down. They stand up. It looks like they healed right before your very eyes. Quick. As we get older, it's like, oh my goodness, it's taken 4 years. What's going on? This is what's going on. Aging. Aging. The Bible said that Abraham and Sarah were well stricken with age. When God came to him and said, she's going to have a child. And they're like, I'm well stricken, brother. Do diseases come on people that as they get older? And we just don't chalk it up to just getting older. I'm telling you, this is where we're going today. Don't chalk it up to just getting older anymore. That's no excuse, and I'm going to show you. Why? Because God does something to people, his people, that he doesn't do to other people. He heals them. All right, let me get on here. I don't know if I should read all of these things. Maybe I'll just say a couple of them. Hallelujah. Arthritis, Alzheimer's disease. Osteoporosis, right? Something like that. Parkinson's disease, pneumonia, stroke, heart disease, cancer, arthritis, all these things that are common to people just because, and I got a whole nother list on the back. Joint pain, stiffness, and I know. When I turned 40, I noticed myself getting up off the couch, which seemed much lower than it was before. And as I got up, I walked like this until I straightened up. You know what I'm talking about. Where did that come from? Was I sick? Or was something happening to me? I came past a certain age. With your pilot's license, you turn 40, you got to have your physical examination every 2 years. Up before that was every 3 years. Why? Because they're checking your eyesight, brother. They know that at 40... something happens. Something goes on. And what it is a deterioration rather than a renewing. Everybody say renewing. Up till then, your body is continually renewing its cells, continually renewing, replenishing. And then all of a sudden, they stop renewing at the same rate they did before. Makes you susceptible to all kinds of things. Brother, I don't like this message. Well, you will. Hang on. Bone loss, I wrote that down there. I still don't, you know, it's probably not the way to write it down. Oh, I lost a bone. Well, that goes with a senior moment. No, I mean the actual bone. The bone, like, diminishes the strength of it, right? I lost a bone, brother. Hearing loss, what? What? Vision loss. Longer healing times, more susceptible to colds and flus. Who do they give the flu shot to? The swine flu and the bird flu. That doesn't make sense to me. They give it to the old people and the kids because they're more susceptible. Bull, key word. Susceptible. I'm not. Hallelujah. Circulatory disease. I'm cold all the time, brother. Cataracts. Senility. All right. Let's just stop with this list. And drug costs I put down there on top of all of them. Drug costs. Some people have to choose whether they're going to eat their dog food or have their drugs. Brother, that's not funny. I know it's not funny, but it's true. And what's the reason? I'm going to show you the reason is because they're not healed. And through this method, which I'm talking about, youth being renewed. Brother, could this be in the Bible? Is this possible? It sounds wacky. Rich was joking about the website. We got that little graphic on there from last week's message. You know, it's a younger person getting older, getting older, getting older. And we put, what do we say? Anti-aging pills. People are going to go, what kind of church do you go to? What are they doing in there? Anti-aging. You believe this? I'm preaching it. Why am I preaching this? So you can hear it and believe it. And receive it and have it manifest in your body. All right. People still here? Nobody left yet. I'm going to turn my hearing aid off, brother. I don't want to hear this message. All right. Psalms 103. Glory be to God. This is just, we're still reviewing here. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. Now, you got to understand. We're believing God for the best for you. This is where we come up with this stuff. I'm not believing for shallow mediocrity. If it's in the Word and God says you can have it and it's provided by the blood of Jesus and the sacrifice that He made for you, we're going to believe for you to have it. And you're going to walk in it. So sit up straight and take your anti-aging pill. Here, I'll cover it with some meat so you don't even know you're eating it. Don't spit it out. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. I'm excited about it. Psalms 103. You there? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Do people forget His benefits? Yes. We're going to forget not two of His benefits. We're going to forget not all of His benefits. That's what I mean with the senior moment. That's my excuse. I forgot the benefit. Well, I'm going to remind you. Who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all of thy diseases. Is this true? Do you have anything bugging you in your body? God's mission is to heal it. He does this. He heals that. That? Yeah, that. It has a name. Somebody gave it. I might not know it, but it's really long and complicated. But it's that. That's what He heals. He heals all. Everybody say all. Of thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. What is one of His benefits that we have forgotten? That He renews our youth. Is this in your Bible? Is this a promise of God? Are you commanded not to forget it? No wonder He said, don't forget it. Because you get older, you want to forget it. No forgetting. Forget not this part of His benefits. What is God going to do to you? He's going to renew your youth. And I'm going to tie a couple things here together that I really hope you see. That certain diseases that come on people because they got older, the way that God heals it is to make them younger, is to renew their youth. If it came on you because you got older, what's the key to it? Renewing the youth of that particular organ, that particular part of the body. That sounds reasonable, brother. Thank you. Like I said before, I didn't make this up myself. I got this from praying in tongues and reading the Bible. You pray in tongues? Yes. All the time. Everybody say all the time.
All the time.
Well, I prayed in tongues once. I don't think there's any value in it. Well, no kidding. You did it once. There wasn't much value in it. Blobbity blah. God has things to get through to you. And this is one of his main methods. Scripture reading and praying in tongues. Brother, don't say it so adamantly. I'm telling you. You want to have all that God has for you, you're going to forget things. Are we prone to forgetting things? Just as a person, I don't care if you're a kid. Even kids do this part, for youthful kids. I forgot to put my pants on. Where's your hat? It's cold outside. I forgot it. So you don't want your youth renewed that much. Oh, brother. All right, let me read this. Hallelujah. Forget not all his benefits. Who satisfies your mouth? Remember this, okay? He satisfies your what? Your mouth with good things. He's going to satisfy your mouth with good things so your youth is renewed. Okay, we're going to get into this because last week I told you the problem. Now I'm going to tell you the solution. Okay? How do we do this? How do we get our youth renewed? I see, brother, I see that sicknesses come on people because they get older, certain things. Well, the only way that God's going to be able to heal that, otherwise it just come back on you again. Are you here? Mm-hmm. He comes up and he hears your bad eyesight because you got older and your nearsightedness or whatever it is and you need the reading glasses. And I'm not knocking anybody, okay? Believe me, I'm believing for this too. Not only for you, but for myself. Yeah, brother, you're just picking on me because I'm old. No, I'm not. God's got something for you to do, and I'm not satisfied with having you die and go home early. What good does that do him or me? Be better off for me for him to heal you and have your youth renewed to make you rich so you tithe. Brother, you're just after the money. Oh, come on. How about we just give it all back? I would. I've even thought about this. And people don't believe I better get off this topic. Let's stay on course here. Hallelujah. Yee-haw. Glory be to God. Where was I? Anybody? I just forgot where. Satisfying, thank you. Satisfying your mouth with bad things, with good things, so that your youth is renewed. Goodness gracious. Hallelujah. All right. Go with me to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. He's going to satisfy your mouth with something good today, and it is going to renew your youth. You guys ready for this? Brother, I'm kind of excited. I can get my youth renewed. Even though you're not very old, you can have it renewed. And this is good. We could advertise this. We have found the fountain of youth. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And it's the fountain of youth. But you got to believe it and you got to receive it. Brother, this is just extreme. Well, your Bible's extreme. Hallelujah. You guys there? Matthew 9:35. Did I write that down right? Glory be to God. I think so. And Jesus went about all the cities. Everybody say all. The cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing everybody say every. Every sickness and every disease among the people. Now, he went about all the cities. Everybody say all. Healing every. Were there any old people there? No, brother. Jesus was a young man, and only the young people. They were all hippies. Didn't you watch the movie Jesus Christ Superstar? You can tell they were all hippies following him. Singing hippies. Nobody old in the whole movie, except Moses with the beard. I don't even know how he got in there. He was a stand-in. All the people, somebody had to be over the age of 60. Yes. He healed their disease. Do you understand? Okay. Go with me back to chapter 8, 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. He healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. This is showing you how he did it, on what ground he did it. He healed them on the ground of what? The atonement. He healed them on the ground of the future atonement. He healed the people of their sicknesses that came on them when they got older on the ground of their atonement. And I'm telling you that in the atonement is this promise of renewing your youth. Brother, I've never heard that before. Like I said, there's things in the gospel we've never heard before. We've never seen it before. And I took you to a scripture last week, James, I believe, where it says we're missing it when we pray because we're praying amiss. We're missing it. We're praying for the wrong thing. We're asking for God to heal a certain thing in our body when what we need is to pray for the renewal of youth in our body that comes through the same atonement. Father, renew my youth in that area. Renew my youth in my eyes. Renew my youth in my skin. Renew my youth in my bones. And you claim it just the way you claim anything else. Hello? Yes. Hallelujah. Moses spent a lot of time in the glory. All right, I won't go there. Jesus is Lord. Go with me to Job 33. Pretty much right in the middle of your Bible. Hallelujah. Job chapter 33, verse 24. Then he is gracious unto him and says unto him, deliver him from going down to the pit, for I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. What shall return to the days of his youth? His flesh, his body. I have found a ransom. And if you have a little margin in your Bible, many times it says what? An atonement. I have found an atonement, and my flesh shall be fresher than a child's. It'll return to the days of youth through what? Through the atonement. I don't know if you'd be able to hear or not. Glory be to God forever. The contemporary English version says, commanding death to release us because of the price has been paid. And then they return to youth. Once the price is paid, that thing that's on you, that sickness that's on you that Christ paid for, one of it was will return to you to your youth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Drop health care costs right down. Is this possible? Am I just up here spitting on people? Yes, brother. I'm going to sit in the back next time. Can you be returned to your youth? Now, that doesn't mean you're going to lose ages. And I went over this last week. That doesn't mean that Moses, when he died, remember, it says he was 120 years old. It didn't say he was 12. He was still 120, but he had the strength, the vigor. And his organs had not just gone downhill. They were quickened by the power of God. That's what divine healing is. That's what divine health is. Renewing of youth. Believe God for it. It's in the atonement, people. Did you see this? Do I need to read this like 400 times? Now take this home and meditate on it. Believe God. Get it down in your spirit. I believe this is going to be a sign in the last day of the church that's actually walking in here. He's coming back for a bride. We could go, we could talk about Sarah, how after, you know, God came on her and started renewing her youth, the king wanted her for what? His bride. She was over 90 years old at the time. God did something to her. Hallelujah. Go back there. Genesis 18. Do we serve a supernatural God? No, stop serving this wimpy God, this religious God who does nothing. He lights candles on Sunday. Gonna light your candle. Bible says that. He will light your candle. Your inner man, he'll illumine your inner darkness and he'll shed light on there. And when he does, something happens to you. You're changed. You're a different man. You're completely different. Hallelujah. Did I tell you where to go? Genesis 18. Hallelujah. Verse 19. I'm on the wrong chapter here. 18, verse 9. Thank you. Hallelujah. It was a senior moment. No, it was not. Stop saying that. Jesus is Lord. Glory be. Well, no wonder I'm in the wrong book. Goodness. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense at all. What are you talking about? Something about a donkey and a... Genesis 18 and verse 9. Now that looks better. Hallelujah. And they said unto him, where is Sarah, thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door that was behind him, and she laughed. Hallelujah. Now Abraham and Sarah were both well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said unto Abram, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life. I will return unto thee. And if you look this up, says, I will turn back. I will turn back the time of life. And Sarah will bear a child. Was the object with her to get healed of something? Well, the Bible said she was always barren. What was the object to get her healed? It was the object to get the time of life turned back so that she could bear a child. And within that was her healing. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. I will turn back. That's exactly what those words mean. Now quick, go to me with Ephesians chapter 5. How many of you know you're going to get old someday? You're going to get older. Do you know that? How many of you are older today than you were yesterday? No, I'm still 13. I'm always going to be 13. No, you aren't. Time goes on. Tick, 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 tick. Matter of fact, you're sitting here, you're going to be an hour probably. You're going to be an hour older by the time you came in here. But you know what? If you grab onto what the Spirit of God is saying, your physical body doesn't have to respond to the time the way it used to. It's going to respond differently. That would be a good confession. Everybody say this. My body
does not respond
to time
the way it used to.
I'm quickened by the Spirit of God. And my youth is renewed. Now, let me ask you, was that a good thing in your mouth? How'd that feel in your mouth? Good. Hallelujah. Can you say that about your mind? Can you say it about any other parts of your bodies that may not seem to be responding the way it used to? Do they, Patrick? My goodness. Hallelujah. Put that in your mouth. Jesus is Lord. God's going to turn back the time of life. You guys there, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. He's telling you to be wise now. Stop being a fool. Verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the what? He's telling you to walk in something, not as a fool, but as wise, redeeming the time. Is sickness evil? Is old age God's plan, so you just are susceptible to all these things that come on you, make you sick? We know it's not God's will for you to be sick. He's provided a way to redeem the time in your physical body. Brother, I'm not seeing it yet. Okay, hang on. Redeeming the time. We talked about Job. Remember that? I have found a ransom. And a ransom, a price paid. What is a ransom? It's a price paid. When you redeem your bottle, what you do? You take it back and you get your nickel that they took from you when you got the bottle. You bought it back. They bought it back. They redeemed it. Have you been bought back? What is redeeming time going to be then? The buying back of time. Brother, if I just could buy back those 30 years I wasted. Who already bought it back? There's a price paid. Job said there was a ransom. The price has been paid. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's through the price that was paid. Time redemption for your physical body. I hope you guys are getting this. You grab onto this, you're going to be something else, sister. Hallelujah. Redeeming the time. Okay, you still there? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Are you starting to see that the will of the Lord is for you to live out your life, not plagued by sicknesses or infirmities that come on you from old age, from getting older? Are we seeing this? Are you believing it? Hallelujah. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit speaking. Never separate those two things. He tells you how to be filled with the Spirit. He says you're going to be filled with the Spirit speaking. So how do you get filled with the Spirit? Speaking. When you initially get filled with the Spirit, what do? You speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave you utterance. Here he says you can be filled more or be being filled in the constant process. That's what it means. Be being filled, continually filled, speaking. What if you stop speaking? Are you continually being filled? Who has control over your mouth? If you fill your mouth with good things, your youth will be renewed. Right? So what am I trying to get you to do? Brother, you're trying to trick me into saying something. Yeah, I am. My youth is renewed. My youth is continually renewed. So you're going to be filled with the Spirit speaking. You guys ready for this? You sure? All right, go with me to Romans chapter 8. Brother, I memorized Romans chapter 8. I know all about it. Well, glory be to God. So did I. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. Ha 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 ha. No. Verse 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. How are we filled with the Spirit? Speaking. We're filled with the Spirit. Speak. Do you remember that? We just read it. Don't have a senior moment. We're filled with the Spirit speaking. And then he said the Spirit is going to quicken our mortal bodies. And your mortal body is what? Is a dead body?
No.
Well, what good is it going to do to quicken your dead body? You're dead. Mortal means subject to death. You're mortal. We're all mortal. We're subject unto death. He's going to quicken that which is subject to death. Means it's not dead yet. Brother, I'm not dead yet. So, how many of you are dead? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Nobody's raising their hand. So it means you're not dead yet. That means you're mortal, your physical body that you're in. What's going to quicken that? The Spirit of God is going to quicken your mortal bodies. Does it say this? Oh, come on. The word quicken means to make alive. Hallelujah. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in. I'm telling you, people, this is so good news. We should just run around the room. You got to get this. He's going to quicken, make alive, quicken, renew the youth of your mortal body by his Spirit. How are we filled with the Spirit? By speaking. As we speak, he quickens our mortal physical body, makes it alive. Oh, people, I don't know. Do I got to go over this three more times? Hallelujah. We are filled with the Spirit speaking. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we have the same spirit of faith. We believe and therefore speak. Do you believe that in the atonement is youth restoring power? The restoring of youth. He will renew your youth. Forget not his benefits. People, are you here? He's going to renew your youth. But I don't want it. Just leave me alone. Let me die. No. You don't get to die until you've done everything God wants for you to do. And even then, kings will be looking to marry you. We have the same spirit of faith. We have the same spirit of faith. Who is he talking about? Abraham, Sarah. Same spirit of faith. We believe and we speak. I tell you, and it's not going to work for you if you don't speak it out.
I heard this message on youth renewal. I thought it was very good. Yes, amen.
Do you know good? How do you take this pill, this youth restoring, renewing pill? By saying. What if a doctor gave you a prescription? Says take 3 times a day before meals. And you just left it on your bed. Or you took it to the meal with you. I took it. It wouldn't do you any good, would it? I'm telling you. How is the Spirit going to quicken your mortal body? By speaking your physical body. Everybody say this. My physical body is filled with the Spirit when I speak. It's when you speak that the Spirit is quickening your physical body. Do you believe it? Then you can walk in it. Hallelujah. All right. We're almost done here. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 4. Romans 4. Verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but that which is also of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Still talking about the same faith. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead. This is not dead, but Abraham was not believing God after he died, do you understand? Was he? He said, look at me, I'm so old, I'm as dead. Right? Abraham, his wife, he said, was as dead. She never had children. They were well-stricken people. Well-stricken. They were as dead. They were so old, they were as dead. Do you understand? They were like winding it down, brother. Uh, 120, you would say, okay, yeah. Give it up, you're 120. And Sarah, my goodness. But this is when God came to them. We have the same spirit of faith. It's the same faith. God who quickens the... He quickens the dead. He quickens the mortal man. He makes it younger. Carlene, you come sit up here on the front row. You're getting this. Hallelujah. It's quickening your physical body. Did God quicken Abraham's physical body? The father of your faith. Did God quicken, do something to Sarah's physical body? She was as dead, people. God came on them and quickened them. Now, according to what we've just read, how did he come on them and quicken them? Had to be by the Holy Ghost, who quickens our mortal body. How did he do it? By saying. Did Abraham say something? Hallelujah. Start throwing Bibles around here. Glory be to God forever. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead and calls. Everybody say calls. What do you do when you call something? Sign language, brother. No, you say something. He calls those things which be not as though they were. Brother, you're not going to tell me to start speaking to my organs, are you? Yes. Yeah. Start speaking to your eyes. Start speaking to your body. Start speaking to your back. Start speaking to your bones. Yeah. Start speaking to your, your ears. Yes. And as you do, you're calling things that be not as though they were. Call them young. Call their youth restored. Yes. Now, if a sickness was coming on you because your youth was fleeing away, then the answer to that problem is to have your youth restored in that area, isn't it? Brother, this is so much bigger than I can get across to you today.
We should have a seminar.
Youth restoring seminar. I'm telling you, but it's embedded in these scriptures. In the atonement is healing power that comes through the renewing of youth. And you'll be able to fill out all of your days. Abraham did. Without his eyes waxing. And without his strength abating. I mean, nobody wants a wax eye. They look almost real, but nobody wants it. Oh, brother, help me. Before him whom he believed, even God, he believed God. He believed God who quickens the dead and calls those things that be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body. Now, what? Dead. brother. He wasn't dead. I know. That's the point. He's going to do, blah. He's going to consider his body quickened, yes. Made younger. Yes. Consider it, people. Say it and consider it. My body is getting younger every day. My physical body is being renewed with youth every day. My eyes are being renewed with youth. What if I say something like that? Brother, how could you say it? Because I'm telling you, this is what the Bible's telling you to do. You people seeing this? Ha ha ha. Can we live in this? Can this be a sign and a wonder? Is this provided for us in the atonement? I have found an atonement, people. Brother, I've never seen that in the atonement before. Well, I'm showing it to you. I found it. I'm showing it to you. It's in there. I'm excited about this. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Glory be to God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Give glory to God. Hallelujah. My youth is being renewed. Sickness can't come on me, especially old age sicknesses. Hallelujah. My youth is being renewed and restored. My strength is being vitalized. Hallelujah. I'm being quickened. And as you do this, be filled with the Spirit speaking. Your physical body will be filled. He who raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken, fill, quicken, make alive your mortal bodies. Brother, are you telling me to speak to my body? How much clearer can I make this? Yes. And what are you going to believe when you speak? Nothing. No, I'm going to believe that the Spirit is quickening what I said. Brother, that sounds like witchcraft or something. No, that's Scripture. Did you people read in this Bible here? Did you see that today? I hope so. You can live in this. The fountain of youth, baby. It's the fountain of youth. My confession is my whole church is filled with 20-year-olds. Hallelujah. Of all ages. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. You know, 20-year-olds don't know that much, though, all the time. Do they? So we want the wisdom that goes along with years. And the physical body goes along with a buff 20-year-old. Yeah. Does this work, brother? This works. I'm telling you, it works. I didn't make this stuff up. I got this from the Spirit of God. I wasn't thinking about this at all. I was probably going to preach on finances or something. And God said this. He said, people are missing it because they're not praying for what I've provided for them. Forget not all his benefits, who renews your youth. Did God say this?
Yes, he did.
Is it part of his benefit? Yes, don't forget it. And we're going to not forget it by remembering it and speaking it. Right. And when we say it, it enables the Spirit of God to enter our physical bodies. And I really want you to see this. You going to see this? Everybody say, I'm going to see this. Go to Mark 11. I'm telling you, I'm going to share a goodie with you here today. Jesus is Lord. If you'll do this, you'll begin seeing immediate results. Hallelujah. Mark 11, 22. Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Other translations say, have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, is he lying?
No.
Truly. Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. We're of the same spirit of faith. We believe and speak. We believe. This is how you got saved, people. This is how you joined the club. No secret handshake. This was it. You believed what the preacher said and you spoke it. Hallelujah. And then you were in. You know you can receive healing the same way. You know you can receive any of the benefits of God the same way. It's the same way. He is the Word. You understand. Everything we, you know, your physical body was created by words. Do you know this? Your physical body was created by the Word of God. It was created. That's the fabric it was made of, up of. The Word of God holds it all together. Do you think the Word of God has the ability to quicken it? To make it younger? We've seen Him do it. Do you have parents in the faith? Do you follow anybody? You've been listening to preacher tapes or whatever. You follow some of those people that I consider my father in the faith. And I listen to what they say, and I listen to their tapes, and I hear what they say. Why? Because I believe they have more wisdom than I do, and I listen to them, and I get their anointing. I would call them my spiritual father. Was Abraham your spiritual father? What did God do to Abraham? Quickened him. Was Moses your spiritual father? I mean, way back. Did God quicken him? Are you in the same line of this? Are you following after these people? Can I expect God to do for me what he did to for my fathers? Absolutely, or I'm just being stupid. What am I following then? I'm following some other God? He doesn't do this anymore? Yes, he does this. It's included. It's included in the all-inclusive package. You go on a boat, you pay the price, you get the all-inclusive package, and you don't go to the buffet? Well, shame on you. It's not God's fault you didn't belly up to the buffet when it was included in the price. But every single one of these things, you're going to have to open your mouth. He could set a table before you and you never eat it. You're trying to stuff it in your ear. Stuff it in your nose, put it in your pocket. It's not going to do any good until you open your mouth and say something about it. God renews my youth. My youth. Make it personal. My youth is being renewed. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. I was going to show you this. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say under this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. So, he's not going to doubt something, but he's going to believe something. He's going to believe that the thing is going to happen. Did he say that? He didn't say he's going to believe the thing's going to happen, did he? He said he's going to believe what he says will come to pass. What's the key here? Believing that what you're saying is coming to pass. When you speak, it's you're being filled with the Spirit. I'm showing you a trick here, okay? A trick? Yes, a trick. No smoke and mirrors. I'm showing you how to do this. When you believe what you're saying comes to pass. When you say you're being filled, do you understand? When you speak, we're filled by speaking. He quickens our physical body, our mortal body, he quickens by the same Spirit. When we're saying, he's quickening our physical body. Do you understand? When does he do this? 3 weeks later, brother. No. Later on, he says, when you stand praying, forgive. When you stand. So it's at the moment that you say the thing, you believe that it's coming to pass. What? The thing you said. The word that you said. Right then is coming to pass. That's what you believe. And people miss it on here because they think, oh, I've got to believe that my youth is being renewed. No. Because that's hard to believe, isn't it? Or I have to believe for the $10,000 check to show up in the bank. Sometimes that's hard for your understanding because your mind is trying to think, how's it going to come to pass? Or I have to believe that my eyes are seeing better now. No, that's not what he said. You believe that what you're saying is coming to pass. So what are you believing? You're believing in the force of the words. All you're believing is the force of the words. You're a word person. You work with words. What do you care about the manifestation? Leave that up. You can't do it anyway. And Jesus said that. You can't even make, you know, a hair grow on your head.
Brother, I would. I know I would if I could. Or make myself taller. I'll be the tallest person around.
No, but that's not what you believe. You believe that what you're saying. Brother, why are you stressing this so much? Because that's the key. That's the key. You don't have to believe in youth restoring pills. You don't have to believe. What you believe is what you say is coming to pass. I don't know if I got that across or not. Let me read it again. Hallelujah. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Now we understand we can put anything in here. He was using mountain. It could be a figurative mountain. It could be a mountain of debt, right? It could be a mountain of sickness. It could be a mountain of being well stricken with years. Brother, you're not as well stricken as I am. It doesn't matter. Do you see how this is beneficial? Because now you're not looking at, hey, wait a minute, I got to believe for the renewing of 30 years. And you've only got to believe the renewing for one. No, you both have to believe the same thing, that what you say comes to pass. Right? We're all believing the same thing. Not whether it's 40 years, 50 years, or 30 years, or 1 year. Because none of it's possible with you. But everything's possible with God, and God is what? He is the Word. He is the Word, and we're going to believe His Word. And when we say His Word, we're putting what? A good thing in our mouth. Is the Word good?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
If we put His good Word concerning the renewal of youth in our mouth, right? We will have, our youth will be renewed like the eagles. This is how you don't forget it. I hope you got that. Glory be to God forever. Jesus is Lord. Father, I thank You. I thank You for Your Word. I thank You that You've gotten across to people today what they needed to hear. I thank You that we receive youth-restoring properties, renewing our bodies, every cell, every organ, every tissue of our body being quickened by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Everybody say this. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You for Your Spirit. I thank You for the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Is dwelling in me. And He quickens, makes alive, renews the youth of my physical body. I receive my body quickened, made alive, and the youth renewed by the Spirit of God right now in Jesus' name. Now, we just spoke words. We believe that what we said comes to pass. That's what we believe. Do you understand? We don't believe. We don't have to. Don't try to stretch your mind off into some other world. Well, I believe. I feel. I'm being youth restored. I'm going to run and jump over something. Believe that when you said those words, something happened. And continue to say them. Continue to receive from the Spirit of God. Continue to continually be filled. Be being filled, speaking. Hallelujah. You watch and see certain sicknesses that have been trying to plague you and come on you because you got a certain age. They're going to start to diminish and fall away. And you're like, what happened to that? I feel like I got youth. Youth in that area of my body. My back. Very youthful back now. Let me pick that up for you, brother. Right? What's that verse of scripture? Leap over a troop? Climb up a wall or something? Come on. That only applies to young people. No. Hallelujah. Youth quickening power is in the gospel. It is in the atonement. We thank You, Father, for it. In Jesus' name, we receive it, and we commit to walking in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord.